Hello.
And good morning to you.
Is this Tim?
It's good to see you, Steve Perry.
It's nice to be seen. Thank you very much.
Okay, I understand that you want to start this chat off with a special announcement. Steve Perry joins us here on 98.5 NCX. Go ahead, bud.
The special announcement is I have a new record that comes out October 5th of my first released single called No Erasing,
which came out this past Wednesday. I popped it up. I Googled it. And is the video, the song, or I guess you could say, already available on iTunes, Steve?
Yeah, and also steveperry.com. I am a internet mofo.
Hey, before we get into this new song,
Yeah. Hey,
the last time I think anyone saw you perform, this is back in 2014 in Minneapolis, The Eels. I like that song they came out with in the early 2000s, Got You Where I Want You.
Yeah.
All right, first of all, I can't say the first song you performed on stage with The Eels.
Oh, no, it's called It's a MF.
Yeah. Do you know those guys that made you go up on stage four years ago?
I know E, and he is kind of the Eels, and I know all the band members, and they kept on asking me consistently when they start their rehearsal for tours every year. They said, come on, are you going to come on and sing a song with us? I go, yeah. And then I'd go to rehearsal, hang out, and I wouldn't do it. But it's happened for about, I would say, 3-4 years of touring for them. Finally, that year, I flew out to Minneapolis, and May 25th, I think it was, I got on stage. I think it was 2014.
So you've been singing and performing, keeping, I guess, your voice in the game, for lack of a better word. You just didn't want to tell anybody about it.
No, I really hadn't. That was the first time I was on stage in about 24 years. He really did prompt me to do that.
But what about like behind the scenes? I'm assuming you sang before, though, right?
No,
just not in public.
No. Tim, when I left the group, I really walked away with a conviction to just kind of try to fall back into a life that had no music, no singing, no touring. It was a big leap for me to jump out of something I had worked so hard and wanted to be in. But I had to stop. I was just too toast.
You wanted a total free and clear of the whole situation. You wanted to go back and be Steve, the nice neighborhood man that doesn't yell, get off my lawn.
Well, I tell people to get off my lawn.
Yeah, he's 69 and a half, and I think he's full of crap. Steve Perry joins us here on 98.5 NCX. Yeah, he sang that with the Eels. I'm an MF-er, and then went to open R's, Love and Touch and Squeeze. And Google the video. It's really cool. Performance. It was like the State or Orpheum Theater in Minneapolis?
Yeah, it was the Fitzgerald Theater in Minneapolis. Yeah,
okay.
A wonderful little place.
Hey, rumors are abound that you're rejoining Journey. Is that true or false?
Absolutely false. You know, it took me years to be able to find my passion for music, because when I left the group, I had lost my passion for music. That's why I left. And I was afraid that the very thing that saved my life as a kid, which was loving music and listening to those 45s, I wasn't feeling it anymore. And I started to, as we all had at that point, maybe get into some extra behaviors externally to sort of fill that hole in my heart. But I knew that was not going to work. So the only thing I could do, Tim, was just to stop. And so I did.
I think you held on to that eighth note pendant that your mother gave you at age 12. Is that true?
I have it on right now.
Yeah. What is the eighth note pendant?
Well, it's just a little gold eighth note. I got it when I was 12. She gave it to me as a gift.
Oh, the eighth note as in like the musical note.
Because she knew I loved music. I used to be in like barbershop quartets and things like that. We'd play for the Rotary Clubs. We'd sing for the Chamber of Commerce. She knew I loved music because my dad was a singer. So she bought it for me.
It's like the St. Christopher medal for singing.
It's the St. Christopher medal for Portuguese big nose singers, yes.
Yeah. I saw Journey for the first time. I never saw you with Journey before, but when Journey and Def Leppard were here this past Memorial Day Monday in Cleveland, I got to admit, this Arnel Pineda guy, he does a good pint-sized Steve Perry singing of your songs.
I got to finally meet him at the Hall of Fame, and he's a great kid. And I gave him a shout-out, thanking him for singing his heart out every night. He's a really great singer.
Talk about class. Steve brought this up. When Journey was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, this is in 2017, and the ceremonies were in Brooklyn, New York, April of last year. You chose not to perform during the induction ceremony last year. How come?
Well, because Arnell's the singer in the band. I mean, he's been there for, I think, 10 years now.
Right.
And out of respect for sort of singer to singer, I wanted to let Arnell be the singer in the band. None of my business. I haven't been in the band since, I think, May of 98.
Steve Perry on 98.5 NCX. The new album is called Traces. It comes out October the 5th. Okay, now onto this new song called No Erasing.
Yeah.
I saw the video. I Googled it. Nice hat flip, by the way.
You like that?
Yeah. You can leave your hat on. That says Steve. It's about 3 minutes into the 4 minute video.
Yeah.
I'm not to be patronizing here. I like it. It reminds me of something you'd hear like O'Sherry, maybe more Rock and Foolish Heart. A nice, simple song. No hot girl like you had, though, in the O'Sherry video.
The hot girls were in the dark behind the cameras.
It's just basically you and the band performing. Is it true, speaking of O'Sherry, that you dated that hot 80s sweet girl that was in the video?
That is true. That was really Sherry. Yeah, we were actually together.
You never got married, though, right?
We never got married, no.
How long was the relationship?
Wow, I think it was 5-6 years. Yeah.
She was a sweetheart. One of those really cool-looking 80s girls. She just had that cute look, you know, nice bright red lipstick.
Whoa. You know, I think you're kind of hot for that 80s look. I'm getting a vibe on this, Tim.
You know what? That's where I grew up, dude. If I had known you two had broke it up, I would have made a hit on that. Of course, it would have gotten shot down, but I would at least tried.
Oh, okay.
Steve Perry joins us here. The No Erasing video. It's just you performing with the band. Has anyone said that the drummer looks like Keith Urban and the bass player looks like John Popper from Blues Traveler?
No, nobody said that, actually. Never. But that's a good one. That's nice.
So it's available on iTunes right now, No Erasing. I'm sorry to end this conversation, I guess, on a bummer. This song, meaning, it's sad because No Erasing song is about a woman that you lost almost 8 years ago. I understand.
That's actually not true. There's some songs on the record that are about her, and she's very instrumental in me keeping a promise that I would continue to chase my music should ever something happened to her.
Oh, explain that to me. Thanks for correcting me. What happened?
Well, we were together one evening, and she said, honey, she was having a rough time at that point. She said, honey, I need to ask you a favor. I said, what's that? She said, would you make me a promise? And what's that? Because, you know, these were some serious conversations.
Right.
And she said, if something was to ever happen to me, just make me a promise you won't go back into isolation, for I think that it would make this all for naught.
Yeah, because you did go into hiding, like you said, from 1998 really until like 2014. You just totally disappeared.
Well, like I said, I wanted to fall back into my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'd already lived the dream of dreams, Tim. I mean, what more was I going to do? We accomplished so much as a group, and so I wanted to fall back into life and be okay in my own skin, in my own body, and I wanted that somehow to be enough, which means I got to let the rest of it go. So Kelly told me that. And I said, I keep that promise, and I won't go back into isolation. So as a result of that, the song...
Steve here's talking about a woman he was involved with, Kelly Nash. Got a PhD in psychology. She passed away from breast cancer, unfortunately, in 2012. Go ahead.
No Erasing and many others got written. And No Erasing is not about her. It's actually about going to a class reunion and running into somebody you used to know when you're in high school. You used to be an item. And you haven't seen each other in years, and you go outside to get away from the mayhem and have some conversation. You jump into her car, you go for a little drive to the secret spot we used to smooch.
Yeah.
And you get in the back seat of her car and have a couple of smooches. It's innocent. Nothing else happens. She has her husband. You have your life.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, then the husband shows up out of the woods.
No. It doesn't happen in my song.
I mean, I was enjoying the story until we got to, she goes back to her husband. I'm like, oh, man, I am so sorry. I can't go on with this.
Oops, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. No, that's not what happened.
But I'm sorry also, your husband runs a Cabela's.
It's also about relationships, you know, so, and the relationship with the fans, too. So No Erasing is the first lead track off the album Traces.
Did you go to your high school reunion? Is that a true story?
I did. I went to two of them. I was already in Journey by the time I got to the second one, and then I stopped going. Well, it was really something else. It was amazing to see all these people.
Is it true, though, like when you go to your high school reunion, the popular people are the ones that got the divorce the most times, have served time in prison, and the people that you never thought would amount to much, all of a sudden they're like CEOs of companies?
Do you remember the most likely to succeed sort of classification that was in the yearbooks every time?
I do.
Well, yeah, those are the ones that just got out of prison.
And those are the ones that didn't show up, but they sent their next of kin to say, hey, the person's doing okay. They just get out in 20 years.
and then the nerdy guys like me with a big nose and a pocket protector with pens, I got lucky in the music business.
Steve Perry joins us here on 98.5 NCX. A new song is called No Erasing. You can download on iTunes right now. The new album, Traces, comes out October the 5th. It will be available then. Wherever music is sold. Also, you can go to steveperry.com to get all the latest on Steve and also the new stuff. And
Internet mofo now.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? This has been a nice surprise chatting with you, sir.
Thank you, Tim, so much. I so appreciate it.
And you go get them.
Say hi to everyone in Cleveland for me.
Yes, sir.
I miss you.
All right, man. Thanks so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.